Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. When plans for a new skate park at San Francisco's Sunset Dunes came to light, city officials said the money to build it would be coming from the private sector. But it turns out that may not be the case. Phil, what are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing is that one of the commissioners on the San Francisco Recreation and Park Commission asked one of those questions that you'd think would be pretty commonsensical, which is, says, so how much money is actually going into this from the public chest, and how much is coming in from these private donors that we're touting as public-private partnerships on a multi-million dollar transformation of the Great Highway into a park? It's just one of many projects we see around the state and cities and counties where we have, you know, costs and questions, and it's all good and it's all warm and it's all fuzzy until somebody says, well, show me some numbers. And in this case, Larry Mazzola asked, let's have a break. How much public money was actually used? And it turned out it was 80% of the cost of the converting the highway to a park so far has been with public money, some $700,000, and $170,000 coming from private people. So it's one of those things. And he says, well, the reason it triggered him to ask was he found out there was a skate park going in. He said, well, what's a skate park going in here for? It's for a park. And how are we funding that? And they said, it's part of our sustainability plan. Now, Steve, you've been around bureaucratic speaking in the old age and now in the new age. And in the new age, sustainability is one of the catch-all phrases for spending money whatever way you want,
right,
just under the cover of it, because nobody ever has defined exactly what it is.
Yeah, critics of Sunset Dunes, and there certainly are many, say that this is a misuse of money raised by the bond measure, almost a, told you so. How is the city framing this?
The city is framing this as it's part of an overall mega million dollar operating of recreation and park, and that $700,000 really isn't that much money. So what's the big deal? I found it to be interesting because what you also get is a breakdown of some of the costs. My favorite one wasn't necessarily the skate park, but it was they took 2 acres out there in the sandy area of the beach area that fronts the Pacific Ocean, and they wanted to return it to natural grass. And they spent about $10,000 for, you know, fertilizer, seeds and stuff like that, and work to get out there and grow it. And they spent $210,000 on fencing to keep people off of it while it was growing.
Hey, Phil, explain to our listeners. I mean, people hear money, private, public. It turns into Charlie Brown's teacher, wonk, wonk. You know, explain why this is important, why this is an important issue.
It is because it's how it's sold to the public, is that it's sold as overall, and there's not a lot of discussion about where the money's coming from and where it's really going. We just hear there's public-private partnership involved, and so we naturally think it's somebody else's money. Somebody is donating it. It's all okay. It's not tax dollars. This is bond money. It costs a lot to pay it back. One of the greatest examples of it is the eastern span of the Bay Bridge a few years back when they built it. They decided that, hey, you know, it would be a great idea to add a bike lane to it, hang it off the side, have a great bike lane on it. And people said, well, you know, how much is it going to cost? I said, don't worry about it. It's all part of the big project. They didn't even really do a good accounting. But at the end, it was estimated that it cost about $300 million. So what we start with small, it's the same mentality as it gets bigger and bigger, is that you have bureaucrats and you have well-intentioned people saying, this is for the greater good. This is for sustainability. This is for whatever. As far as the cost of it goes, well, let's not talk about that.
KCBS Insider Phil Mateer. Phil, thank you. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.